They work.
Arr, matey.
While you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
I'm all right.
What are you doing in your hand?
Nothing.
How's it feeling? All right?
I'm all right.
Sore?
Yeah, a little bit.
You getting worked out?
A little bit.
You see that Brady trailer? Alex going.
I saw.
All Miyagi on him?
Beating the bag out of him.
That baby's coming out at noon. Can't wait.
I can't imagine that feels great. What do you want to do today? That's my question to you. What do you want to do today?
Well, we got Billy Jaffe coming in at the end of the hour.
Yep.
Sean Grandy about his perverted crush,
which is
at
now
120.
120, right.
And Marcus Smart's cut.
In his hotel room.
Not a cut. Coach called it laceration.
A laceration.
And we just did 1 week of laceration talk with the quarterback, right? So not a minor
does
thing.
Does he need some KT tape? Maybe he needs some
Maybe
KT
he does.
Tape.
Can he shoot? Maybe it'll help him shoot better. Who knows? Maybe he can play with one hand. You want to open it up?
Yeah, here's what I think we should do today. I know it's Thursday, but I think we should sort of
mixed bag?
Bounce around with a mixed bag.
Because there's
today.
Some news last night. Yeah,
there's all kinds of little things that we've kind of been putting off to the side. And we're going to talk plenty of football today.
Yeah.
But we've been 100. We've been like 99% football this week. So why don't we mix in some other things?
I feel like I'm puking football. Like I ate everything and
we should use today to catch up on things.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. So what do you want to catch up on?
Brad Marchand.
Okay, go.
What the hell are you doing? Is he the little gritty instigator? The guy that stirs the emotion, so to speak, like he was when he was first in the league? No. You're one of the better players in the league now. You're one of the better players on your team. Not one of the better players in the league. Yeah, I guess he is. What the hell are you doing? As a repeat offender who has been suspended before, taking your elbow and hitting a guy in the head with it and costing your team 5 games. It was a dumb play on his part. But it goes to show you that's the DNA of the player. You can't take it out of the player. That's part of his game. And it's never going to go away. And you're going to have to deal with these things. When I asked Torrey Krug on my awful question, the 48-second question to nowhere, you guys are doing great, everything's rolling, but ultimately things are going to happen. Charlie has the heart thing. Next thing you know, this guy's getting 5 games. You didn't need it. And you see it in real time, you say, okay, really, maybe there was nothing there. But then you slow it down, and I think that's the problem too. We slow everything down, and you're able to go frame by frame by frame, and it looks dirty, and it looks cheap. And he deserved 5 games.
He deserves 5 games because of how many times he's been suspended
before. Right, repeat offender. Right.
I mean, so clearly this is just never going to end with it.
It's never going to end. That's my point.
It's never going to be.
That's the DNA of the player. That's his game. Like, it's in there. Like, he's avoided it, but at some point it always surfaces.
Is this just something we have to accept because offensively he's as good as he is and because he is a really good player, so you just put up with it?
Well, no. Because
you just call him out every time? Is that what we have to do? So every time he does this, we have to call him, you know, names?
No, you feel worse because he's developed into a really good player and a really good offensive player for you. At the beginning, you never really thought that. You always thought, you know, he's going to be the instigator, right? This guy's turned into a damn good player.
Right, they don't need him for this role.
He doesn't need to do that.
They don't need this.
Yeah, you got other guys
but he might need to do it to play that way.
Well, maybe.
That might be true. But so is he incapable? Is he incapable of change? Is that what it is? He can't take that out of his game.
Rodney Harrison can't
resist the urge to throw a meaningless elbow the way that he did.
Rodney Harrison's a great NFL safety, right? But he put what, $150,000 aside every year at the beginning of the year because he knew what? I am going to get fined because I'm going to be cheap. I'm going to take cheap shots. That guy needs that. Maybe Jim's right. Maybe he needs this. I don't know. Does it piss you off? Team's rolling right now.
Yeah, it sucks because the team has been on fire.
Yeah.
They've absolutely been on fire. And now you're going to lose a player for five games when you just lost one of your defensemen for five games.
For health reasons.
I mean, five games for minimum 2 weeks.
Legitimate health reason.
Right.
Yeah. Not his fault.
Oh, great timing. Great timing.
This one's your fault. Oh, it kind of pissed me off.
It should.
Yeah.
It should. If you're a Bruins fan, this should make you out. You should aggravate you.
Because they're rolling. They should get you mad. At some point here and in a week, they're going to be on the map like you don't even know.
And not only that, because, okay, was this the worst elbow you've ever seen thrown?
Nope.
Was this the dirtiest play you've ever seen?
No,
but now that you're known as a dirty player,
there
and
goes
you've done
again.
This so many times before, you now know that every time you do anything like this, you're going for multiple games. You're going, and a lot of people had this one pegged at four because he was a multiple offender. The league said, the hell with you. We'll give you the full five. Keep it up, Marchand. Keep it up. Keep doing it. And it should. It should make you angry as a Bruins fan because they don't need this from him.
Yeah.
They don't need that.
What do you got?
I think that I'm going to play off of your point here. Because I think as bad as as bad as that is to lose him and have him do this and continue to do these types of things, I finally have a gripe with the head coach of the Boston Bruins, Bruce Cassidy.
Ooh.
I finally have a gripe with this guy.
He's been great.
Talked about Bruce Cassidy for months. I think he's the reason the Bruins have turned it around, the reason the Bruins
fixed their goalie.
Are so much better and are so much better at developing their younger players and keeping them in the mix.
Had the balls to sit the goalie.
Not losing them and having everybody on the same page, and he is such a direct communicator, and he's no BS. Well, now we got a load of BS from Bruce Cassidy. A load of nonsense from Bruce Cassidy on this specific incident. He is defending Marchand on this, claiming that Marchand was protecting himself and throwing that elbow.
How?
I don't know.
I saw it three different angles. How?
Let's hear from him.
My thoughts are, I wish he had scored off the rush. After that, obviously the two players came together. I think talking to Brad this morning, he just felt that he saw a devil's sweater and was going to protect himself from contact. And from there, it's in the league's hands now. I don't have a strong opinion on it. Brad's taken a couple of hits this year, missed some time. So I absolutely agree that players should protect themselves if they see a hit coming, and how they do that's up to the league to determine whether it's legal or not.
Bruce, do yourself a favor next time. Don't talk to Marchand. Don't come up to the podium with this load of garbage. Just watch the tape.
So he protects himself by swinging his right elbow. So he skates back in front of the net. Goalie's on the left. He periffs somebody on his right behind him over the shoulder. What's your natural reaction if you're protecting yourself if somebody's coming at you from the right? Duck the shoulder, right? Like, get ready to cringe. I'm gonna absorb this hit. That's protecting yourself. Throwing a right elbow up to the head is not protecting yourself.
That's my gripe on this.
That's a good gripe.
What is he talking about? He's protecting himself?
He took one for the team there. Maybe he's trying to get lowered. I don't know.
And he's trying, he knows.
He's trying to work with the league here.
He knows inside that he's full of crap, which is why he drops the, I don't really have a strong opinion about it.
Because he knows it's going to come again.
That's what he's trying to do there. He's trying to couch it a little bit, and it's nonsense. Because that explanation is crap. That's my gripe on this.
It's going to happen
again.
I
know what
the player is.
The player's got the reputation and the track record of doing exactly what he did. Okay? That's not news. What's news is that we now have the coach lying through his teeth or giving you a load of crap about this. Or not being genuine about this. Stop it. He wasn't protecting himself. He was taking a shot because he thought he had an opportunity to do it. That's exactly who Brad Marchand is. You know that, Bruce Cassidy. You know who he is. This is not new for that player. So if it's going to happen and you're going to have to deal with that as a Bruins fan where you'll lose the guy for five games, please don't throw the salt in the wound of then telling us that he was protecting himself. Please, just don't do that.
I'm going to walk through the hall and protect myself against Jim. Hit him right in the head. Right there at the elbow.
Speaking of losing players, What's going on with Marcus Smart? Cut his hand?
Wait, have you heard the audio from the head coach yet?
What did this guy do?
They're still gathering information on this. The head coach who always tells us exactly what the injury is. He doesn't really know.
Are they aliens?
Zolak and Bertrand.
Fantastic chemistry.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Nonsense department too. Sugar, Marcus Smart hurt his hand at the team hotel because he lacerated his hand on glass and received stitches. Where in your hotel would you cut your hand on a piece of glass? I'm just curious. I mean,
ask OJ.
I'm not even.
What? Ask OJ. That's where he cut his hand. Oh. He said, right?
No, we have to ask Zoe. Oh, because Zoe's the only one among us that stays in these types of hotels.
I blame the Celtics
for staying at the Four Seasons, okay? Go stay at a Best Western where they wrap your plastic cup in plastic wrap. It will eliminate all injuries, and you get a spork to eat with.
And it's clean, too.
And it's clean. How about that? And you get free Wi-Fi, and you get a breakfast. Free continental breakfast.
What did Brad Stevens say about this? What's his explanation?
Listen to this.
We already heard one bullcrap answer from a coach this morning. Do we have another?
Marcus Smart is also out. He lacerated his hand on glass in the hotel, got stitches. I don't know the full story. We're learning more about that. Mike Zarin and Brian Dolan were with him at the hospital 2 hours ago, got stitches, and it doesn't sound like a long-term injury, but we're doing more research on how it happened.
So that was something that happened today?
Today, this afternoon.
Okay, that sounds like Brad legitimately doesn't know and is like, what the hell happened?
Right.
Yeah, we're doing more research because the player's not telling us exactly how the hell he did
it. Or he was told something
because it's not cut and dry.
Right.
It's not a legitimate, like, I did this. Oh, that's obviously what happened. Yeah.
Right.
It's nowhere near cut and dry.
It's cut. That's for sure.
It's probably dry now.
How did he do it? How did he do it? Piece of glass?
So
that's one you got to explain. You can't just drop that. Oh, I cut myself on glass in my hotel room. The next, how?
You have drinking glasses and you have wine glasses. So you obviously broke one of those glasses. You either squeezed it or it fell. It didn't fall, but if it fell, you're going to leave it there.
You only have to do research when the guy doesn't tell you how it actually happened.
Here goes Jim.
That's the only time you have to start doing research.
Right.
When the guy doesn't tell you exactly what it is that happened and his story doesn't add up.
You're still investigating. That means that... the dots aren't connecting.
Right. Did he actually cut himself in the hotel room that afternoon, or was he out the night before? Or, you know, there's a million things that could happen.
You feel bad after throwing up a brick for the game-winning shot in L.A., and they played the next game in L.A.? No.
They had just traveled.
They played L.A. two nights in a row.
Durr. Stupid me.
Call Brady. Get his tape.
He just went across town.
Get the black tape.
So where was he in L.A.?
Same thing.
Yeah.
The same state. Play the same place.
Huh.
Never had to leave the hotel. Brilliant. Thank you. That hadn't even dawned on me.
Maybe went out, cut it, and told them the next day that, I just cut it now. Maybe he cut it overnight. Who knows?
Right.
Brad said this afternoon. He probably showed up and, that's going to need a couple.
Right.
You know when you, cover it up and you wrap it and bandage it up and you think, I don't need stitches. And then next day, I need stitches. Yeah, that's happened before.
Right.
Yeah.
Did you fall down drunk somewhere the night before and cut it out? Like, what is the real story
Punch
here?
Punch somebody.
I'm not buying this one.
Where is the cut?
I cut it in his hotel room on a piece of glass. Where? How? What? How did he do that?
Celtics are investigating. Waiting. They're collecting more information. Like, what
research
are you going
to do? They're researching.
How are you going to research it?
Again, why would you have to research
What are you going
to
go in a room because and put down tape?
You don't believe the guy.
Take pictures?
It's okay. It's not a bad one.
That's better. Maybe he punched the mirror.
Maybe he did.
Maybe he missed that shot.
Punched the mirror.
Boom! little gash. Maybe it's on a knuckle.
What right,
if it's
on where a, on the hand
see,
is
if it's
the
on
cut?
The, if it's on the top of the hand, you're punching something. You're hitting something. If it's on the palm, then maybe it's legitimate. Maybe you broke a glass and cut it on it. It's easy to do. I've done it. I need stitches in my foot because I pushed a garbage bag that had broken glass in it and just sliced my foot this summer. That happened. Bleep happens.
You put broken glass in a garbage bag?
Yeah.
That's probably not a great idea.
So you take it out, you forget the broken glass is in there, and you tie it up, I mean, and you take it out, and you're pushing it down.
First rule of broken glass is you got to find, like, a paper grocery bag.
Yeah.
Right?
Good
but
rules.
But those don't really exist anymore. They don't give you those anymore.
You have to ask for them. Or you go to Trader Joe's. Yeah.
Those are hard to find.
Trader Joe's, baby.
Those paper bags.
Whole Foods.
You either have all plastic, no paper, or you have all paper because they banned plastic in whatever town you're in, yeah. Or you get no bags at all, and you got to bring your own.
Who doesn't get bags?
There are. Where were we? Where were we where there
where
are, no,
are
bags?
No bags?
Oh. I feel like a Sam's Club. Outside of that, though, I've always gotten a bag everywhere.
Never seen that.
Oh, you get boxes.
No,
there.
No, where you get charged for the bag. I was somewhere where they charge you for bags.
Oh, Price Right.
Where what?
Price
I was in,
Right.
Where
Price
was
Right
I?
Does that.
I got to think. It was like 10 cents a bag.
Houston?
We were traveling somewhere.
Yeah,
it may
Houston.
Have been.
I think it was Houston.
I think it was somewhere.
Yeah.
Phoenix?
I don't know. It may have been. It was one of those places where, like, there you
one
could
those
buy.
Places.
They're like, do you want bags? And you're like, well, yeah. No, I'm taking all this by hand.
I'm going to carry $150 of groceries
out
of my car.
I want to say it was like 10 or 15 cents a bag. And they were paper bags.
Yeah, Price
Right's
like that. Price Right's
like handles built into the paper bag. That's what you need for the broken glass.
Mm.
But this just sounds very suspicious. Punching a mirror is a good theory, though.
The Paxton Crawford thing. That's what makes it sound more suspicious, is that that happened back in the day.
Mm.
Jack is in the car. Hi, Jack.
What's up, guys?
What's up?
Beto, you know, I think you're overreacting on the Marchand thing.
Oh, I don't think so. Not at all.
Well, that's fine. We'll agree to disagree. Mm. But I'm just going to, you know, go back in the way back machine here. Look at a guy like Mark Messier. That guy played his entire NHL career with his elbows out. Because when you have the puck, guys try to come and get it from you. And if you don't defend yourself, then you won't have the puck.
Well, it's different
now,
playing with your
like,
elbows
that's like
out.
That's like Jágr playing with the elbows out.
Just listen to me a second.
He swung
Marchand
the elbow.
Marchand was the result of a reputation. And I'm not disputing that. He's had some plays that the league looks at. So 5 games, I think, is a little steep. On a scale of 1 to 10, that was like a 2, all right? Plays in front of the net at the whistle, it's like being at the bottom of a scrum, so stuff happens that you don't see and they don't
I know that.
About.
That's on the open, though. He took a swipe at the guy's head.
I understand.
I agree with you. It's not that bad
that.
Of a play.
Now, listen, though,
this is a reputation suspension, a reputation that has been earned.
I agree with that, but you know what? Yeah. I'm not giving Marchand an extra bit of flack over it, and the reason is I want him to play his game. I want him to go to the net. I want him to go to the dirty areas, and if he sticks his elbow out and he clips the guy and he gets suspended, that sucks. I would hope that the league can maybe, you know, differentiate, like, if you run a guy in play who isn't looking for it, you stick your elbow in his jaw, listen, you're going to end up getting suspended 5 games. That happens. And if you do it and you keep doing it, then you're stupid because you're losing money and you're hurting your team. But if you're going to the
front
of
the net, which is it? Does he have to play his game or is he stupid?
No, you have to play your game. Listen, if going to the net... And
what is he stupid?
And they're going to freeze it. And listen, I think in one of the things that Cassidy said that sort of made a little bit of sense is Marchand is a target no matter who he plays and who he's up against. Guys go after him. They try to hit him high. They try to hit him low. You see him low bridge guys all the time. And people say, oh, that's a dirty play. When you're the smallest guy on the ice, as he's probably always been, and people have done nothing but think, oh, I'm going to overpower this guy and take the puck. He has an arsenal of moves. He can keep the puck on his stick. To some extent, he's going to get slashed. He's going to have people doing all sorts of stuff. So sticking your elbows out in hockey has been a pretty good defense mechanism. It was good for Gordie Howe. It worked for Mark Messier. Now, the thing is pads have come a long way. An old elbow pad that was made out of leather, you hit somebody with it, you felt it just as much as the other guy did. Now, with an armor elbow pad, you just need to clip somebody, and it's a concussion. So from that perspective, it's kind of like, listen, go into the net.
Yeah.
It's all things are equal. Do I think he deserved 5 games? No. If he got 2 games, I probably wouldn't be as upset. But, like, I'm not, like, upset with Marchand. I don't think that he, like, maliciously went in there. Like, I'm going to clip this guy in the head. I don't believe that. That's like,
well,
a
I don't think
overstatement.
I don't think it's something that he thought, I'm going to go in there and get this guy. It's something he does in the spur of the moment. Because those are his instincts. What you saw.
It's ingrained in him.
It's ingrained. That's how he plays. So that's my question. I guess we just have to accept this now. Accept that you're going to lose him for 5 games at a whack every time he does something stupid? That's not good. That's no way to go about doing your business, because now this team relies on him for the skill that he provides. And every time he does it, we're going to call him out for it and say, this is stupid. What'd you need to do that for? Oh, you needed to do that? That was a good play? You needed to do that to be able to go out in the course of play?
No. Maybe need a break.
You don't need that.
Need a rest.
He doesn't need that play. 617-779-0985. Wallach has your headlines. We'll be talking to Billy Jaffe coming up at 10:50.
Sports Hub headlines.
Patriots will practice today. They'll fly to Minneapolis Monday morning with Super Bowl 52 against Philadelphia coming up a week from Sunday. Kyle Van Noy can't wait.
Honestly, it's a dream come true to play in a game like this, so I wouldn't want it necessarily to ever feel like it's too big, because at the end of the day, we're playing a kid's game. And everybody wants to win, and that's what we're trying to do.
Team did not practice yesterday, but if they had, Rob Gronkowski and defensive lineman Dietrich Wise would have missed it with concussion. Celtics ended a four-game losing streak. Kyrie Irving, 20 points. They beat the L.A. Clippers at Staples Center, 113-102. Road trip continues in Oakland Saturday night against Golden State. Al Horford missed last night as a precaution after taking a shot to the head Tuesday night. And Marcus Smart sat out as a precaution after cutting his hand on a piece of glass at the team hotel yesterday afternoon. The NHL has suspended the Bruins' Brad Marchand for 5 games after his hit on New Jersey's Marcus Johansson 2 days ago. Bruins play Ottawa tonight. Judd Surratt and Bob Beers have the pregame at 7 and the faceoff at 7:30. Here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. And WWE Chairman Vince McMahon will make a major announcement at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. He's expected to announce the formation of a new pro football league after the failure of his XFL 16 years ago.
It'll fail again.
Maybe, but he's going to give it a shot. I look forward to it. Sports Hub headlines are brought to you by Bob's
Roman Reigns down under a kick.
Bob's Granite Place granite countertop starting at just $29.99 per square foot installed. You just amaze me sometimes, though. Bob'sGraniteplace.com. I'm John Wallach at Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Hardy's here. He's got your next update in 30 minutes.
Making your job suck just a little bit less.
Hello?
Go ahead.
What was that?
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
In 1990, the Braves made him the first pick in the draft, and in 2018, the BBWAA made this prolific switch hitter a first ballot electee. Chipper Jones, welcome to the Hall of Fame. Vladimir Guerrero, bienvenido al Salón de la Fama del Béisbol en Cooperstown. Hall of Famer Harmon Killebrew was often compared to folk hero Paul Bunyan because of his brute strength, and you can put our next electee in the same class, and he is all class. Jim Thome, welcome to the Baseball Hall of Fame. And now, as we head into the late innings of this announcement, it's important to note that every team, including the one in Cooperstown, needs lights-out closers. And today, we acquired another one for our ridiculously good bullpen. Is that Hell's Bells I'm hearing in the background? Trevor Hoffman, welcome to the Hall of Fame.
There's your Hall of Fame class. Notably absent is Edgar Martinez, who was cruising in the early voting.
We have a 97%.
And then fell off a cliff in the late ballots.
Was there a campaign?
I don't know.
Like, that's weird to have something like that, trend like that, and then all of a sudden you drop off.
No, it's not, because old guys like Shaughnessy don't reveal their ballot to the last minute. It's all the young guys that reveal their ballots early, even though they all vote at the same time.
Yeah, Dancer, I can't do it till January 9th. January 9th, big article coming up. Have to wait and see.
So all the progressive, like younger writers voted for Edgar Martinez. The older ones are the ones that kept him out.
Paul Bunyan, Jim Thome. All I remember that dude is hitting home runs. Every time he's up, hit a home run. Big forearms.
I heard a point yesterday made by Harold Reynolds that the tracker, Mr. Tibbs, my guy, not Mr. Tibbs, hurts Martinez because guys will hear that he's doing well and then will take their vote away because they want to vote for him and make it look like they're voting for him or want to give him some love but don't actually want him to get in.
Yeah.
I think that's a bit of a stretch, and I'll tell you why. The ballots are submitted by a deadline. So there's been a lot of hate for the tracker, right? The tracker is only tracking them after the ballots have been put in and have been sent in, which is December 31st.
Oh, so no, we had updates before December 31st.
We did. We definitely had a few. But, when we were looking at those numbers was really after the new year, was it not?
Yeah.
Going back a few weeks, maybe it was right around the week that they were being submitted. I don't know. I just feel like
that was around the second or third. Remember that?
I don't feel like it's the tracker's fault.
He's not getting the actual submitted ballots, though, is he?
He's getting the public.
So if somebody can reveal their, I'm going to vote for these people, and they didn't actually send their ballot in yet. I think that's what Harold Reynolds is talking about.
Yeah, but then your ballots are public now, correct? After the fact?
Yeah, so if somebody doesn't line up, go back and out.
Right, but I don't think that's going to happen. I think those who reveal their ballots. I think your point's right, Jim. I'm just saying I think you're right. I think the younger voters are wise enough to be voting for Edgar Martinez, and for some reason the old crusty ones are not. They have this thing against the DH. They want to hold that against Edgar Martinez. Oh, so I want to do this. I'll do this with Jim because I know his answer, I think, without thinking very much. Who's a better Hall of Fame candidate, Jim Tomey or Edgar Martinez?
Come on.
Oh, Edgar Martinez, not even close.
That's how I feel.
Yeah, this is what drives me crazy about
that. That is how I feel. But by the way, it's not one versus the other. I think they both deserve to be in. I am in on Tomey being in the Hall of Fame. Jim is not. Jim,
I love that he's in because it pisses Jim off.
It's terrible. You think it's terrible that Jim Tomey's in the Hall of Fame?
So you have no feeling at all. You just like it because it pisses me off.
Right. Correct. Absolutely.
That's how I felt about the Minnesota Super Bowl. I've done that too.
Yeah.
Terrible postseason player. Terrible.
I don't know. It's home runs in a regular season, Jim. Great. But David Price.
Great.
He's the hitting version of David Price. Huh. Good in the regular season. Terrible postseason.
So you are a firm yes on a guy like Schilling then, right?
Yeah, that's why I hate that Mussina has all of a sudden more votes than him. And when like 3 years ago, Schilling was killing Mussina in the voting.
Right. A lot of it is about what you value. What do you value? Was Tomey that bad in the regulars in the playoffs?
I looked it up when we talked about this when Shaughnessy came in the studio a couple months ago.
Yeah,
Mavs
had it too.
I just remember him never making an impact in the postseason. And in looking up the numbers, he really didn't.
So that sort of holds true. So you're holding the
postseason. Try to go with the eye test and what I remember.
Yeah.
And then if you go to the stats and you can kind of prove it, then that cinches it for me.
I just feel like Jim Tomey's a guy who can make you pay, and he did it for a long time, and he hit a boatload of home runs. And I remember him being one of the best players in the game. He was one of the best players going in his era.
Yeah. Slugger. Meat slugger. And the thing with Jones is he played for one team, which is kind of cool.
What? No, he didn't.
Didn't he?
No.
How many teams did he play for?
He definitely didn't play for one team. He played for like five teams.
I just remember Atlanta all the time. I mean, is there one guy on this list that would make you drive?
I'm sorry, he played for six teams.
Yeah, that's on me then.
Cleveland, Philadelphia, the White Sox, Minnesota, Dodgers.
No, he's talking about Chipper Jones, not Jones.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Tomey.
No, I was talking about Chipper Jones.
Chipper Jones is a lock.
Yeah.
Chipper Jones, no doubt about it.
Like, that's hard to do, stay in one place that long. You know? Like Cal Ripken, you know? I don't know. Is there one guy on that list that would make you drive to Cooperstown?
I don't care about whether or not you stayed with one team.
No.
Doesn't bother me. I mean, we're in the age of free agency and guys switching teams all the time.
Yeah, it's driving
Barry Bonds didn't play for one team. Is Barry Bonds a better player than Chipper Jones?
No, he should be in the Hall of Fame.
Right. I mean, who cares?
Curt Schilling should be in the Hall of Fame.
No, Chipper Jones was a fabulous player. An automatic lock for the Hall of Fame. No doubt about it type of player. And I don't care that he played for the same team. What else were you saying?
Is there one guy that would make you say, "Boy, we're gonna have a pilgrimage. We're gonna drive out to Cooperstown."
It's
Chipper.
I don't know. I like this class.
I like Vlad.
I have to be honest with you. Vlad Guerrero's overdue. He should have been in. He should have been in last year.
Guy never had wristbands. Guy never had batting gloves. Just gripped the bat, wooden bat with bare hands. Like, that was impressive.
Here's what I don't understand. How does Jim? And listen, I'm for Jim Tomey being in, but I understand that. He's lower on the spectrum. He's towards the fringe of in or out. I will grant you that, Jim. How did Vlad Guerrero not get in on the first ballot, but Jim Tomey did? That, to me, makes no sense. Vlad should have been in a year ago.
Because Tomey walked and stat nerds like the walks?
Or what? He was a nice guy? Was he easy to deal with in the clubhouse? I wonder if that factored in. Like, Tomey's known as a good guy.
I think it's the OBP factor. That's a big stat for these voters, and I think Tomey had a ton of walks, didn't he?
maybe that's what they're voting on. But if they're big on the stats, then they should be putting Edgar Martinez into the Hall of Fame, is what they should be doing. If they're big into the statistical research...
Yeah, if you value defense, Jim Thome and Edgar Martinez have no difference at all.
Yeah.
Because Jim Thome was negligible defensively.
I guess you give Thome credit for going out there and playing the position. Because
did Thome hurt his team more playing defense than Edgar Martinez by DHing? You could argue that if you want to argue
you
that.
You could argue that it was better that Edgar Martinez stay on the bench and let anybody else play the field. And Jim Thome would have been better sitting on the bench and letting anybody else play the field. Yes, you could make those arguments. Although... I think Tommy's horrible defense is a little overplayed because his last 10 years of his career, he wasn't playing the field at all. He barely played in the field. 617-779-0985. Quick Hall of Fame thought. I'm okay with Tommy being in. I'm glad Vlad Guerrero's in. I think it's a decent class. I'm very disappointed that Edgar Martinez did not get into the Hall of Fame. He deserves to be in, and he should be in. And I'm tired of hearing, oh, he will be. He'll get in. And now we're hearing that about next year. Oh, he'll get in next year now. He'll be back next year.
Stupid writers.
He'll probably get over the hump next year. Put him in. Put him in. He's Hall of Fame worthy. 617-779-0985. Billy Jaffe will join us in studio coming up next.
Just because you're at work doesn't mean you have to miss a story. Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Marchand breaks it up. He goes up ice with Nash. Marchand's shot saved by Appleby. He covers up and Johansson reaches to his face as Marchand went tumbling through. You always have to be concerned that a player might catch the blade of somebody skating a collision like that.
Just an unbelievable battle by Marchand. Started back in the defensive zone, and it was all with Johansson. He won the battle along the boards, and in order to get this puck out, he pushes it up by using his skates, breaks free, trying to create the two-on-one. Once again, Vonden's going to take away the pass. Marchand goes for the puck, and then that flying, vicious right elbow as he's fighting his way, trying to get to that second chance.
Jack Edwards, Andy Brinkley on the call on Nesson. Brick calling that a vicious right elbow for Brad Marchand. And yesterday, ow, the NHL announces
he's protecting himself.
5 games for Brad Marchand. Billy Jaffe, also of Nesson, now with us in our Town Fair Tire studios. Hi, Billy.
Morning.
Hi, Coach.
What's up?
How are you?
Are you guys all ready for next week?
Yeah, we're getting there.
We're getting there.
We're going to help
travel
you.
Plans, dinner plans.
You're going to help us.
You betcha. Yep.
Do teach
that's
your kids?
Minnesota for you. You betcha.
Yeah.
Yep.
We've had people calling in throughout the course of the week doing their accents.
Oh, God.
What are we in for?
A lot.
A lot of
really what? Nice people. Really nice.
What about the place? Like,
I think it's a little underrated. It's a nice town. No. Bertrand's no.
No, I was talking to Jim.
Oh.
I was talking to Jim. Tell me your reaction to Brad Marchand, 5 games.
I think he got what he deserved. They do. I think that the league is fed up. I think enough is enough. A cumulative effect of his other issues, and you can only go so much and push so much, Beetle. You can only there's a lot of other analogies I won't even go into, but he whether it was intent or not, there was contact directly made with a high elbow to the head of an opposing player. And they've been giving 2-game suspensions to players that have had no history of any type of repeat offender.
Right, which means he's not getting 2.
Did you hear Cassidy's explanation on it?
Yeah, I was there.
Did you buy it or what's the gist of that? Because he's pretty open with everything.
Even Bruce is beautifully open. Beautifully open.
Injuries.
I think he was almost surprised.
He knows it's coming again.
I think it seems like the bullcrap answer he's ever given. Yeah, I think he was hoping a little. It surprised me a little. I'll be honest with you. It's because I was sitting there and I thought Bruce is such a great speaker and he is so effective in his delivering of his message.
He knows the game.
Not even knows the game. Look, some guys speak well. Other guys aren't comfortable.
But you understand what he said. I never understood what Claude was taught. Claude was so monotone.
Oh, no. Bruce is a great.
I never understood hockey. He makes me understand hockey.
Yeah, but so I was a little surprised because I think that that I think he was hoping. I think he was actually hoping by saying that that maybe the others would agree or the league would let him off. You know, he tempered it with at the end with after the defense comment, the being defensive and taking the hits. Which are both, by the way, he has taken hits this year, but that doesn't make
irrelevant.
That doesn't make flying elbow, the high elbow, allowable, permissible, tolerable. He did say, "Well, we'll let the league decide how they view it," and they didn't. You knew they weren't going to view it well.
Mid answer, knew that he was full of crap because that's why he said that. Well, I actually don't have a strong opinion about it. He's almost admitting. In a way that he doesn't like to be put in this spot where he has to answer about this.
And
he doesn't like that he's having to sit there and give you a nonsensical answer because that's what he did.
Well, I think
nonsense.
It's easy for, you know, on the outside looking in. I expected Bruce to say, "Listen, he's having a hearing with the league.
Yeah,
let's let the league determine it." And you know what? I wish, you know, he had the comment about I wish he had scored, which was in reference to then he probably wouldn't have thrown that elbow. But I was a little surprised by it, definitely. Mm. Definitely.
Yeah, because it was a bad answer, and we get so many good ones from him.
I thought he'd get
honest answers, and this was not that.
Right, and that's the thing. He's been so good that you get used to the so good. I thought he'd get 3 to 4. I did. Initially, I said right away, that's 2, no matter what. And then I start going through other suspensions, you know, when I get home from the game that night, and I'm looking at whether it's an Andrew Cogliano from Anaheim or some other people, too. I'm like... And I start talking to people in the league, and I start talking to other people around the league. And I'm like, you know what? That's 3 to 4 for sure because of his re-defenderness. And then you start hearing rumblings that the league is just, they've had it. It's too many offenses.
Here's the league's explanation in their player safety discipline video.
Mm-hmm.
Wednesday night in Boston, Bruins forward Brad Marchand delivered an elbow to the head of Devils forward Marcus Johansson, causing him to leave the game. As the video shows, Marchand wins a puck battle from Johansson and carries the puck into the Devil's zone. With Johansson back-checking, Marchand takes a shot which rebounds out in front of the goaltender. Marchand cuts to the front of the net to pursue the rebound, which is quickly covered by the goaltender. As he cuts to the front, he sees Johansson coming near him. Marchand lunges towards Johansson, flares his arm, and delivers a forceful elbow directly to the head of Johansson. This is elbowing. While we acknowledge Marchand's argument that he is attempting to defend himself from oncoming contact, it is Marchand who initiates the contact on this play. This is not a defensive maneuver made for Marchand's protection. Marchand lunges both up and into Johansson while swinging his elbow forward through Johansson's head. This is an offensive, not a defensive maneuver, and cannot be excused as accidental or defensive contact. To summarize, this is elbowing. Marchand is a repeat offender under the terms of the collective bargaining agreement and has been suspended 5 times and fined 3 times previously in his 572-game NHL career. The Department of Player Safety has suspended Brad Marchand for 5 games.
Thank you.
Now, whoa!
Big graphic.
Star Wars.
Thank you, Canadian Jeff Howe.
That was a guy in the New York office.
You sound like Jeff Howe.
He's not Canadian. That guy's
Canadian, eh?
He's not Canadian at all?
That guy's not Canadian?
I don't think so.
Minnesotan?
He lives in New York.
Chicago?
But, by the way, he can appeal. He can apply to appeal that. I don't know if he will. I don't think he will.
He sounds like Jeff Howe. Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Does he get a game knocked off? Can he do that?
Nah.
I don't think
so. Doesn't feel that way.
It doesn't.
Suspended, 5 times, fined 3.
Yeah. Warned okay. Numerous times.
Yeah.
That's the other thing. You know, I think that because of he got hit high this year in the Washington game. No call was made, and he had his, you know, concussion issue. Yes, they're, you know, the Bruins are rightfully sensitive to guys, you know, taking liberties with their stars, in particular Marchand, due to his size, but also due to the amount that he controls the puck. On the other hand, I did think that the video and audio, as we heard right there, says it well. I didn't think it was a completely defensive move because, you know, some people argue best defense is a good offense. Well, if I'm protecting myself, I'm bringing my arm up, but I'm also bringing my stick in a certain way. I'm not extending it into the face of another guy. I mean, if you're doing that, you're going to pay the price. People would say, well, at least you defended yourself. That's fine. But in this day and age, we know what, and it's a mantra from the league. It's absolute. Headshots are no shots anymore. We're not tolerating them. All these guys are in the NHLPA. They know the same rule. They got to deal with it.
Brad Marchand is well aware of the rules.
I know.
That's simultaneous well contact. Then you could say, okay, you're defending yourself and it's a collision.
Or if the other guy had his head or his stick up.
He went to him.
Yeah.
Anything.
Yeah.
If there was any motion there, there just wasn't.
Yeah.
I got another question for you about this. I will ask it to you 90 seconds from now after headlines with Hardy.